So the koach of dibur, the concept of speech, positive speech and the damage of negative speech, it actually brings us back to our most inner selves in a certain way that connects us to Hashem. And it gets to a way, an avenue for us to actually mimic or come close to, or actually, so to speak, almost personify HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if someone were to ask you, what is the way in which we most similarly model or reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you were to ask this question to the Maharal, the Heiliger Rav Yehuda Lov, the great Jewish thinker, he would give you a specific answer, which he writes in the Nesivos Olam. And what we're going to realize today is that through our speech, we tap into a midah, a quality, a character, which brings us totally back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our best inner selves. So today we're going to do one last section from the Marpei Lashon, from Rav Kluger's Sefer on speech. He begins, this chapter is called Yashpil Daito. We should lower ourselves, our das. Yadua hadavar, it is known. Shebechol davar sheasra Torah, everything that the Torah prohibits. Beikar v'dvarim shebeinan lachavero, specifically, primarily, in areas that are between people. Yesh nekuvda shorshis lo tova sheratzan Hashem yizbarach shenevat lami libeinu. There is some fundamental quality that Hashem wants us to uproot, welcome, to root out from our hearts. So, for example, he says, theft or jealousy is to remove from our hearts taivas hamamon, the desire for material goods, and rather to reinforce the concept of histapkus b'muat, being satisfied and happy, content with what we have. Beautiful. So what midah are we rooting out when we root out Lashon Hara, when we root out negative speech? Nimtza, turns out, second paragraph here on the right-hand column, on the page that starts Yashpil Daito, he says, Nimtza, turns out, Shelechura, at first glance, La'avon zeh ein shoresh. What could be the root trait that we need to ferret out of our negative midos of Lashon Hara, because Shaharei HaMisaper Einu Mekabel Toeles Mamashis Me'adibor. We don't gain anything tangible from diminishing somebody else through speech. What have we gained? Nothing. Uchamay Marzal, like the Chazal said, La'asid Lavo, in the future, one day, Miskaptos kol hachayos, all the animals, the creatures will gather ubos eitzal nachash, and they will come to the snake, va'omros, and they'll say, wait a second, the ari, the lion, ari doris va'ochel, it attacks and it eats, the ze'ev, the same thing, ata, you, the snake, ma hano yesh lecha, what do you benefit by speaking badly, negatively? So on the one hand, we don't understand what is the benefit of Lashon Hara to us. What is the nachash, which is the symbol of Lashon Hara, of negative speech, what is it benefiting from speaking negatively? And yet, on the other hand, umeidach, third paragraph, Chazal melamdim, Chazal teach us, sha'avon zeu chomer b'yoser. This is one of the most severe, serious issues we need to address. Like the Rambam says, third line, Shabali Lashon Hara Dinam Kaminim Vapikorsim. A person who has a negative tongue, who speaks constantly negative about people, are like Minim and Apikorsim, like heretics, God forbid. And those people, the Rambam uses very, very harsh lashon about them. So what is it? What is the message that Hashem is telling us that we're supposed to mend in our own souls in the area of Lashon Hara, of Tikkun HaDibur? And what's the benefit to us? And if there's no benefit, and it's not a big deal, there's no fundamental shoresh, so then why is it such a serious aveira? What's the core? So Rav Kluger is going to suggest, he says, look at this Gemara in Maseches Erevin, that this is the secret. It's not such a secret. It's fairly obvious when you think about it, but it's really fundamental. Achine Matzinu, bottom right column, Takanaso Shabbat Lashon Hara Sha'amru. The Gemara says in Maseches Erevin that there is a path, there is a tikkun for a Baal Lashon Hara. And what is that? Yashpil Atzmo. A person should lower themselves. Invest in humility. And he quotes here from the Maharsha, top of the next column, Ki Hagaiva, because arrogance. Hagaiva, the arrogance, hubris, shebo of the person, mevio shemedaber lashon hara al chaveru. Why do you put somebody else down? It's because you think that you're so great.
Or you don't have enough self-esteem.
That's true. Usually those two are correlated.
Yeah.
The need to inflate yourself artificially stems from a feeling of inferiority. But now, this is the key that the Maharsha says the Gemara is opening up for us. That Lashon Hara is associated with Gaiva. And now you understand the whole story. The Maharal, he wrote a book. It's published, I think the original was in two volumes, called Nesivos Olam, Pathways of Life, where he talks about midos, dimensions of the world, and dimensions of ourselves. So there's Nesiv HaLeitzanos, about silliness, Nesiv HaTorah, about learning Torah. And then he has the first of all the Nesivos in Chelek Beis. It's called Nesiv HaAnava, the path of humility. And what's fascinating there is that the Maharal suggests that the most divine of all of our potential attributes is actually humility. The Gemara says in Sota, you want to, vo sidbak, you want to cling to God, you can't do that, so you have to follow in His ways, right? Just like He visits the sick, so we visit the sick. He's mavakar, Kover Mesim, so we do that. All the things, right? The Gemara says in Sota, the Maharal says, yeah, that's kind of like being like God. But you know what's really like being like God? Being humble. The Gemara says in Megillah that the B'chol Makom Sha'atam Motzei Gadluso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you find the greatness of a God, Sham Atam Motzei Anvasanuso, that's where you find His humility. Greatness and humility are synonymous. And therefore, the Gemara says, this concept is written in the Torah, Shonai B'Neviim, it's repeated in the prophets, and Meshulash B'Ksuvim, it's repeated for a third time in the holy writings to teach you that there is a pattern. Everywhere you look, the greatness of Hashem is found with His humility. And the Maharal explains this at great length using his terminology, that a person who is humble relates to everyone. He doesn't just associate, or she doesn't just associate, with one small aristocratic circle. There's a broad sense of identification with lots of different people. You don't feel that it's beneath you to interact with all different kinds of people. And that's the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is Zon, the Gemara has an expression, from the Karni Re'im, from the largest, most majestic animals to the tiniest creatures. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Maharal comes to us with this concept called Pshitus, which literally means simplicity. It's not encumbered. It's not made of different components. It's just ever spreading. It's evenly distributed. It's not caught up in anything. It's not made of different components. It's not limited. That's godless. That's the ultimate divine. That's not limited by the boundaries of this world. So the Maharal says that's associated with anava, with humility. Gaiva is taking the person out of the pshitus of the association with other people. So now we realize the koach of dibur, there's a direct correlation between our speech and our humility, which is really our godliness. A person who has this koach of positive speech is exercising their humility. They have space for the other, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam creates space for all of us. It's the ultimate expression of godliness, of greatness. But unfortunately, achein begaiva v'lashon hara. Let's look at the next paragraph. When it comes to arrogance and lashon hara, says the Gemara in Maseches Sota, something awesome and scary. Hine, third line, al bal gaiva. When it comes to somebody who's arrogant, the Gemara says in Sota, kol adam sheyesh bo gasus haruach, a person who has an inflated ego, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, ein ani v'hu yechol min lader ba'olam. We can't coexist. Shem says, there ain't room for the two of us. Kamo Kain, similarly, the Gemara says in Erechin about Mesaper Lashon Hara, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara, someone who speaks Lashon Hara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani V'hu Yacholin Ledur Ba'olam. I can't live together with that person in the world. And it quotes the same Pasuk in Tehillim. Because negative speech and arrogance are correlated. They have the same Shoresh. A person who allows themselves to diminish people with their words, that person is a Baal Gaiva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's no room for us. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Pshitus, and the anti-Pshitus is this Yotzei Min HaKlal, the person who's inflating himself, doesn't give room for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is the Baal Gaiva. And that's why he says at the bottom, going over to the next page, that when the Baal Shem Tov came around, he said that the worst thing in the world is Gaiva. Once heard a Maisa, the Baal Shem Tov had a son-in-law. When his son-in-law was being interviewed, so to speak. So one of the Baal Shem's Talmidim came to interview this young man. And he came back to the Baal Shem and he said, I don't know that he's really Roy for your daughter. Everything we asked him in learning, he said, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't really know. The Baal Shem said, was there one thing that he said he really, really knew? He said, no, he couldn't say there was one thing that he absolutely knew for sure. Baal Shem said, okay, he's the right guy. That's the one. Because how much do we really, you know, if we're honest with ourselves. So the Baal Shem says, the goal of life is to live together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us that if you're a Baal Gaiva, he can't live with us. He doesn't have space here. We don't have any place for him. So therefore, for the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Rav Kluger says, this was the most noxious of all of the midos, of all of the traits. And now we actually have an amazing barometer, a tool. Because Rav Kluger points out in the next paragraph that it's sometimes tricky to figure out, am I arrogant? How am I? What's that? Oh, great. What's the difference between arrogance and confidence? Oh, exactly. So confidence, good. So confidence is an accurate sense of self. Arrogance is a distorted sense of self. Right? An accurate sense of self says, where do my kochos come from? What are the gifts that Hashem gave me? How am I supposed to utilize them? And what's in my toolbox, so to speak? What's appropriate for me? A person who's humble understands themselves very well. Humility and self-awareness are totally, they go hand in hand. So Rav Kluger later has a great mashal where he illustrates this point. He says that a bal gaiva, somebody who is arrogant, doesn't understand their own limits. So they trample on other people. It's almost like, imagine I just was driving down the street, I got out of my car and I walked into your house. I would be violating your Rishus Hayachid. But that would be because I don't have an accurate sense of self, and I don't understand that what is appropriate is that I ring the doorbell, I wait for someone to greet, I wait for them to acknowledge me and to invite me into their house. That's a way of understanding the difference between confidence and arrogance. Arrogance says, I need something from you. I'm going to come to your house at any hour and walk in the door and ask you for it or take it. Confidence says, you know, I'm worthy enough. I'm important enough. I have enough value to have the ability, the internal strength to call you and say, hey, this is something that would really help me. Do you mind if I borrow it from you? Right? A person who doesn't have self-confidence, they're afraid to pick up the phone. A person who has arrogance starts kicking in the door of your house as if it's theirs. A person who has the appropriate anava understands it's not mine. I can't come into your house and take your PS4 because I want to borrow it. I want to take a dog on a walk. I'm going to walk into your house and take your dog. But if let's say I wanted to borrow something of yours. If I didn't have self-confidence, I would say, oh, who am I? We're not really friends anyway. You wouldn't want to give me the time of day. I don't matter. I'm not going to bother to ask. That's the nafkamina. The nafkamina of the bal gaiva is the person doesn't understand their limits. Their rishus hayachid. What's my rishus hayachid and what's yours? Because they have such an inflated sense of self that they feel like the whole world is theirs. Why is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam can't live with the bal gaiva? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is melocha la'aretz kavodo. He says, this is Giviyachol, this whole world, everyone, the wealthy people and the poor people and the every guy, all kinds of people, all the creatures, it's all an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does the bal gaiva say? Oh, actually, this whole world is mine. Does that make sense? It's a subtle, but it's a crucial difference. A bal gaiva is somebody who doesn't understand their limits, who doesn't understand their place. What's their makom? I have a rishus hayachid, and you have a rishus hayachid. What's mine and what's yours? For a bal gaiva, a person who's arrogant, who's so inflated, everything is my rishus hayachid. Everything is my domain. Everything is under my guise, so to speak. So now, let's talk about what Rav Kluger suggests based on everything that we've seen. What is going to be a barometer? What's an indicator? How do I know if I'm a bal gaiva? How do I know? What's the easiest way to tell? That's right, speech. That's it. How do I speak about other people? I know people who are unbelievably confident, amazingly confident. Amazing. Some of the most successful business people in all of the Midwest. Amazingly confident. And yet, I have never heard, I'm thinking of one person in particular, I've never heard that person disparage or diminish anybody else. He always has a comment to say something nice about this person, something nice about that person. That person is an unav. What do you mean they're an unav? They have unbelievable confidence because confidence is not a stira to anivus. Confidence says, I know what I'm good at. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave me this gift. He gave it to me for a reason. I'm going to mentor other people with this gift. I'm going to show up with my gift that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me. But it's his gift. He gave it to me. He could take it away from me. And he gave me limits. I have gifts in this area, not in that area. But you know, some people, even if they're not so accomplished, you know what they end? You hear them all the time. They put down this person, they put down that person. Rachmana Litzlan, I know sometimes I feel like I fall into this trap. And I have to take myself in hand. Because what Rav Kluger is saying is, wait a second! When you're doing that, what's your frame? You think you could do it better. You could do it better. You know it all. So you look down. Oh, really? You think you could do it better? Is that really true? Or is that just your inflated sense of self? So now, this beautiful midah, this midah of anava, that we want to pursue because it's literally the embodiment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, we have a great way to track it. How are we doing with anava? Just listen to ourselves, listen to our speech. If we're speaking positively about other people, if we're raising people up through speech, then we're anava. We're in the realm of anava. We're doing great. And if we're diminishing people through speech, if everybody else's stuff is trash, then it's a simon that we are in a matzav of gaifa, rachman l'tzlan. And that's what he says. He says, we can now understand. Go to the second paragraph here on the right side. Now we've merited to answer the question. How does the person know if he has gaiva? Because imagine somebody knocked on my door and said to me, excuse me, you know, you need to work on your gaiva. You'd be like, I'm a big onov. Come on, me? No, I'm an onov. I'm not a bal gaiva. What do you mean? No. Go to the bottom paragraph. Bram mashmos hagaiva, arrogance, he hargoshas hisnasus alachim. It's the feeling that we're better than everyone, than others. The law simen muvak, there is an unmistakable sign. Vuhu, and that is, haim no sein dror lilashono, do we allow our lashon, our tongue, to run freely, ledaber, top of the next column, to speak, bechesronos Acherim, to speak about those, what we call the lacunae of other people, their chesronos. That's the simen muvak. And that's why the Gemara told us that if a person is a baal lashon hara, yashpil atzmo, to work on the midah of anava, to realize that everything we have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not self-made people. We have gifts, and he's given them to us for a reason. But those gifts also have limits. We all have chesronos, and we all have yisronos. We have both. We have things that, you know, we're not proud of, things that we need to work on, and things that we are proud of, and we should be proud of. And we just need to keep that in mind to keep an accurate sense of self. But now I think this is a tremendous opportunity for us. Because now that we understand the stakes of Lashon Hara, that the Lashon Hara is now the easiest barometer. It's the rapid PCR of humility. We can understand that this is a way to become our best selves, to become that image, that reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that Godluso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Anvasanuso, could be our godless. Our true godless is now going to be reflected through our Koach HaDibur, through our positive speech, which is going to bring out our humility. Awesome, awesome Torah.